Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining your Girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's that show, Mental Note, Black Hollywood Revealed. It's Thursday, November 5th, 2009, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am so happy that you're joining me tonight. I got a great show planned for you. If you want to call in and holler at your girl, please call me at 347-215-8667. We'd love to hear from you this evening. Again, that number is 347-215-8667. Talking about Precious, the movie, guys, starring Monique. We will be talking about that tonight. It is going to be a great movie. It comes out tomorrow, so be sure to get ready to go and get your ticket for Precious, the movie, starring Monique. We're going to be talking about the Soul Train Awards, hosted by Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. Taped Tuesday, November 3rd, at the Civic Center here in Atlanta. My girl Keisha Jackson is going to be singing backup for Chaka Khan at the Soul Train Awards. So I'll be telling you all about her little Facebook tweets, her little Facebook messages that she has been sending, guys, in reference to the audition process and all of that. It was really cool to see what was going on kind of behind the scenes. So I will be letting you in on that as well. You know, it's Black Hollywood Revealed. You know how we do. And Brian Baby Williams was on the Monique show the other night, last night, as a matter of fact. And, guys, he gave Monique a gift that was out of this world. I will be telling you exactly what that was if you missed that last night. And the Atlanta mayoral race. It's a runoff, guys. It's a runoff. Kasim Reed and Mary Norwood are going to have a runoff December 1st. So if you didn't go out and vote like you should have, then go and vote December 1st. That way you can put who you want to have in office. Your voice can be heard, so go and make your voice count. I also want to talk about the young lady who was killed at Spelman, actually on Clark Atlanta's campus. She was a Spelman student, and she was killed, and now her family has a lawsuit pending against the university, guys. So I want to tell you all about that. And to be sure to listen as the show continues, because I will be telling you about Blog Talk Radio, Mental Note, the best of shows, guys, all next week, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, all of the best of, hottest of the hot interviews. So if you are a new friend to the show, if you're just new listening in to Mental Note, or if you've missed some of the shows, guys, because I've done dozens of shows, the best of, you will be able to hear some of the hottest interviews that I've done with authors, with Canadian folk artists. Yeah, Canadian folk artists, guys. Real nice lady, Makeda from Toronto. She was on the show. Also, you will be able to hear different musicians that I've interviewed, entrepreneurs, the whole nine. So be sure to check out the show next week, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you got me, right? On and on. Be sure to check that out, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going back to my old time, guys, so to kind of get you into that whole mode. I think I'm fresher in the morning. You know, I feel better in the mornings. So, like, in the evenings, I'm getting a little tired, so I think I'll do better in the mornings with giving you all the information, the news, and the views from your neck of the woods and around the globe. So be sure to check that out next week. All right? And I am just so glad that you're joining me. Again, you're listening to that show, Mental Note, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the series, Black Hollywood Revealed. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to go to my YouTube channel and check out the Mental Note TV so that you can see some of the interviews that I've done live and in person. You can actually see me interviewing these people. That show has also, or those videos have also been on television here in Atlanta on People TV. So your girl is constantly busy trying to bring you all the news and the views, guys, all the information. Let's start with Precious, the movie. There is some sort of conflict going on. I don't know if you guys have been hearing this, but something is going on with Monique not promoting this show. or this movie that's getting ready to come out tomorrow. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but I've seen Oprah promoting the show. I've seen Tyler Perry promoting the show. But with Monique being the star of the show, I haven't seen her really, you know, being on the talk show circuit promoting the show. And guys, you know, I'm an avid talk show. I watch talk shows daily because it's my business. So I check out other people and see what they're talking about and, you know, see what's going on their shows. And I have been remiss to, you know, I haven't seen Monique. So I'm like, where is she and why is she not talking about this movie? Because I hear it's going to be a fantastic movie. I hear that there's Oscar buzz for her and for the newcomer. Gabby is her name. It is interesting to me that she would not be really interested in promoting the show. And, you know, I heard, now this is just what I heard, I don't know for certain, guys, but I heard that the reason why she's not promoting the show, it's a money issue. You know, it always comes down to money, y'all. It always comes down to money. And I hear that, you know, she feels that she is not getting paid as much as Mariah. Mariah Carey is in this movie too, guys. Forgot to mention. Mariah Carey is in this movie. She's like one of the co-stars of the movie. But I hear that she is getting paid more than Monique, and Monique is the star of the show. Now, if you remember, Monique had a sitcom that was fairly successful back in the day, and she was in that sitcom for, I don't know, a number of years, and it was on UPN, I think, before it became syndicated and went on to BET. And remember, because she was, her character was named Nikki. Nikki Parker, the Parkers was the name of the show, guys. Do you remember that? Well, so she, you know that she is an actress. That's part of her talent. And why she wouldn't be getting paid top dollar for being the host of this, I mean, excuse me, I don't know why I keep saying host. I guess because she's now the host of her new talk show. But I don't know why she would be not getting paid top dollar for starring in this movie. So, guys, if you know anything about that, call and let your girl know, because I'm like, what is going on? Why aren't they paying Momo what she worth? Okay. Soul Train Music Awards, moving right along. Soul Train Music Awards was taped on Tuesday, November 3rd at the Civic Center here in Atlanta. And Taraji P. Henson is hosting as along with Terrence Howard. And from what I hear, it was attended by Erykah Badu. She was up in the building, as well as the Housewives of Atlanta. These ladies are everywhere. Did you just finish watching the reunion show? Guys, I just finished watching the reunion show, the second part of the reunion show. And I only caught the tail end of it, but what I did see was very, very good, which was Candy singing her song, Fly Above, which is hot, 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 right? So good, so good, so good. And she was singing that, and Kim was talking about her song that's getting ready to come out, Party for the Party, and I will be playing that song during the show tonight, guys, so be sure to listen out for that. I'll be playing it shortly. And then also, I wanted to tell you that Sheree is getting, she's starting to look like a bodybuilder. Have you guys noticed that? It's like every time I see her, she's getting bigger and bigger. Her arms are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know what that's about. You know, someone, one of the fans called in and said they thought Sheree was gay or something. I don't know, but because I'm not one to gossip or spread rumors or anything. I try to bring you guys facts when I have them. So, but I just found it interesting, and now she's, you know, got this bodybuilding thing going on, and I don't know, it just looks a little strange. She's starting to look a little strange. But, you know, she's a tough cookie. Remember, did you remember seeing her on the episode where she was, like, screaming at the guy at the party planner, and and she was He was threatening her, actually. She was defending herself, but she was pretty tough. She was a little scary, so I guess maybe now she's putting the muscles with the mouth. Who knows? Okay, Soul Train Awards. Told you it's hosted, who it was hosted by, and all of this good stuff. Well, I'm not real sure as to the air date of the Soul Train Music Awards, but I'm curious as to, well, I was, as to why they would be having a Soul Train Music Awards when the Soul Train's the show, when the Soul Train, the show, doesn't come on anymore. And what I found out was it does come on. There is a channel called the Eccentric Channel where the Soul Train Music, or excuse me, the Soul Train Awards comes on. So if you want to watch Soul Train, you can go and watch it there. Although it's not new episodes, which kind of sucks, right? These are reruns of, you know, like the old Soul Train where the people are dancing in the corner or whatever, you know, the same girl. Remember that girl with the afro that would be on the Soul Train Awards, on the Soul Train show, and every time she had on like some really funky outfit and a huge afro, and every show there she was. If nobody else was there, this one chick was there. I don't know if you guys know the one that I'm talking about. She's kind of dark skin, like kind of dark brown. Anyway, so you'll be able to go and check her out. Soul Train. The show comes on the channel. It's Eccentric Channel. I can't get it out. Baby Williams, Brian Williams, better known as Baby, was on Monique's show last night, and guess what he gave her? Let me paint the scene for you if you didn't see it. Monique is asking him a question about how he feels about the media saying so much about his jewelry and all of this stuff. You know, you got the jewelry, you got the tattoos. What do you think about the media, you know, making such a big to-do about all of this stuff? And she says, but you know what, baby, I just want that watch, because obviously he had on a fabulous, fabulous diamond watch. And so he looks at her and he says, I have something better than that. I have a gift for you. Why in the world did he pull out a black diamond watch and gave it to Monique? My mouth just fell open. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And, I mean, that's a man with class, guys. When you bring a black diamond watch to the host of a show, you're doing it. Your girl will be back with more of Blog Talk Radio. That's your mental note right here. Black Hollywood Reveal, baby.
Let's celebrate. Forget about work and the stress of the week. Party all night.
right, guys. Thanks for joining your girl. You're listening to that show, Mental Note, right here. Black Hollywood Revealed is the name of the series, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, if you want to call in and holler at your girl, it's 347-215-8667 is the call-in number. Please feel free. We'd love to hear from you tonight. That was Tardy for the Party by Kim from the Housewives of Atlanta. Pretty hot song, huh? Makes you want to bob your head, get up and dance, fix you a glass of wine, right? All of that. Listen, are you watching the first ladies of the Housewives saga? Housewives of Orange County, guys, is on Bravo right now. Are you checking that out? It's one of my favorites, one of my favorites. I mean, they started this whole thing, which it's become a really cool thing, and I think only because these are women, no names, you know what I mean? And now they're doing the damn thing. They have their shows, you know, they're doing what they do. And I always congratulate a good hustle, always, always. That's how we do. The Atlanta mayoral race runoff, Kasim Reed and Mary Norwood. Here it is, guys. I'm just going to break it down to you like this. Kasim Reed is truly for change in the way that you would think of when it comes to him not being a part of the old administration, the old way of doing things, because Kasim Reed has not been a part of this old administration. He's a senator, or now former senator, because he's running for mayor. And he has his own thing going on as far as his mindset as to where he wants to take this city. Whereas you have people like Mary Norwood, who has been in the administration, been working in the city of Atlanta for the last 8 years, and during all this turmoil and all this crap that's been going on, and now she wants to leave the city? I think not. I'm sorry. I think not. Why in the world would we re-elect someone to be a part of change who was a part of the old way of doing things? If you want change, then you want something new, something fresh. That right there represents and signifies change, not old, not the old way of doing things. So I am interested, and it's funny because now, you know, part of her new part of her campaign is, now that they're in this runoff, she is saying that she is representing change. And I'm trying to see, is she representing change in the way of it being now she is a white person that's going to be mayor or possibly could be mayor of the city of Atlanta? Because it's been 30 years since that has taken place. Not to say it's even a color issue, but is that what she's saying? Elect me because I represent change of what has been going on for the last 30 years, which is African Americans has been running the city. You know, it just makes me go, really, what? You know, what change, what other change could she be referring to? Can't be change in policies, change in procedures, because she's been a part of the council who helped to write policies or vote on the policies that has been going on for the last 8 years. So I'm curious as to exactly what she means by that, and I'm going to be watching her and Kasim, you know, from now until December 1st, which is when the new voting will take place for the runoff. I will be watching to see exactly, you know, what their plans are and what it is that they plan to do. Although my mind is made up, I will be voting for Kasim. I still am interested to see how they handle themselves from now until December 1st. Guys, if you're in the city of Atlanta, I'm wondering how many people made it down to CNN to rally for the health bill. There was a rally at the CNN locations in Atlanta, L.A., and New York. I'm thinking New York was the third one. But I know that there was one here from noon until 3 p.m. today. I wasn't able to make it. I had some other business to attend to. But I hear that there was a rally for the health care bill that's getting ready to be passed. in some form or fashion. And I'm wondering if you got out to go and rally for that and how you even feel about the health bill, I mean the health reform bill, because I think it's just really strange that we're the only country who does not have a public health system. And I think that's why we are not as healthy as some of the other countries. I mean, you have people in Japan and places like that that's living a long, long time. They don't have the amount of cancers and all this AIDS and all this kind of stuff that we have here, or even like the high blood pressure and all of that. And I know a lot of that comes from what we eat and the fact that we don't exercise as much as we should. But a lot of it comes from people not being able to go to the doctor on a regular basis because they don't have health insurance and they can't afford the health, you know, they can't afford to go to the doctor. Nor when you are prescribed medicine, a lot of people can't afford to buy the medicine. I mean, it's sad when you have the elderly trying to decide whether or not they're going to buy their medicine or food. And I see it all the time on the news where there's these little old ladies talking about, well, you know, the economy is so bad, I don't know whether or not I can buy my high blood pressure medicine or if I'm going to be able to buy a decent meal. And when you can't take care of the elderly as a society, I mean, come on, we're in trouble. And did you hear something about these company, Goldman and Sachs, having, which is the financial institution, Goldman and Sachs, having access to the immunization, the H1N1 vaccine, that they have access to that when there's children and elderly and pregnant people who can't get this vaccine because they're running out and there's a shortage of supply, but that the employees at Goldman and Sachs already have access to it if they want it? What? Really? Guys, wake up. Mental note for you. It's crazy. We have got to make sure that we're voting for the right people to serve us because that is their job. They're not in these positions to have their own agendas. They are in these positions to serve us. And if we put them there, that's why we have to be mindful and we have to get out and vote. I mean, come on. Don't be psyched out by old rhetoric that says our voices don't count because then we lose. When we feed into that, when we feed into, you know, before you even get out and make a choice, you're told your choice doesn't matter and you believe that, that's how you are defeated. It's when you have enough courage to get up and to try something. You know, try. Go ahead and vote and see what happens. Try that. Don't let what people say deter you from making your voice heard, because see what happens is when that happens, then the wrong people get in office and we don't have health care, okay? We can't afford housing, all right? We can't even afford gas to get paid. We don't have jobs. Why? Because we were sitting around hoping that change happens, hoping that, you know, whomever got into office that they would do the right thing. Well, here's your wake-up call, guys. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. And if anything, we should look at our president, President Barack Obama. Look at him, okay? If that man did not have enough courage to get up and say, you know what, I think I can make a difference, and I'm going to give it all that I have. If we can't do anything, we should look at that, and we should be inspired by that to get up and to do something. Do something, guys. You know, go and vote. That's simple. It's free, right? It's free. Don't you like free? Holler at your girl, 347-215-8667. It says show mental note, purpose, vision right here, Blog Talk. Turn your
all this long. You blaming me, I'm blaming you. I can't say you're right, but I sure ain't wrong. Girl, lately I've been thinking, and my thoughts are telling me I'm tripping. Used to say I didn't care, found your bags back upstairs. With all that talking tough, I'm about to lose you.
This is my last chance.
But it takes a lot from me to admit I'm wrong, girl. But I'll do whatever to save my home, cause I can't go back and forth, in and out the door. Don't wanna fuss and fight no more. Don't give a damn about the score, cause I'm a different kind of man. I'm the kind that understands what I got inside my hands.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. It's 2 minutes remaining in the show. You've been listening to that show, Mental Note, Black Hollywood Revealed, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Listen, let me give you the definition of purpose, and then I'm going to give you the definition of vision, and then we're going to say goodnight, okay? Purpose, an intended or desired result. The reason for which something exists or is done. Vision. A vivid, imaginative conception or anticipation. An experience in which a person, thing, or event appears vividly or credibly to the mind, although not actually present, often under the influence of a divine or other agency. To act or the power of anticipating that which will be or may come to be. So, guys, you got to expect things, okay? You have to live this life in expectation of that which you can see, that which you visualize, that which you dream about. So that's why your girl is called Purpose Vision, okay? Because there is meaning behind that which I anticipate coming to fruition. There is meaning behind it. There is a reason for me being on the air right now, guys. And although it's yet to be revealed to everyone, or maybe you already know, maybe you listen and you say, you know what, it's a reason why I'm listening to Purpose Vision tonight. So, you know, we just have to be mindful of that. Be mindful of why we're here, why we have been sent down to earth. You know, why we do what we do, talk to the people we talk to, live the lives we live. Why is that, guys? Think about it. That's your mental note for tonight. Why are you here? Remember, in all things, peace and love. Check your girl out Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard, for another dose of Mental Note, Black Hollywood Revealed. Until then, good night.